You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tottenham, 3-1 at home against Karabag in the reverse fixture. That was the first ever meeting between an English and an Azerbaijani side. And Karabag, you look at their form in their league, the Azerbaijani Premier League, they're a distance clear of Kabala in second place. But Tottenham top of this group, in a good position, strong performance against West Ham at the weekend, lots of quality young English players coming through the ranks under Mauricio Pochettino. I just wonder whether they'll be thinking about the weekend match, Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, and the form away from home hasn't been amazing, has it? That loss to Anderlecht was a bit of a kick in the teeth with the late goal
they've been poor, haven't they, away,
yeah,
really?
Kaka. One in Monaco is not the end of the world, I suppose, is it? But, you know, as you say, they're in a very nice position, you know, going into this game. That last game against Monaco, though, you know, it's open, this. You know, Tottenham are on 7, but, you know, if they were to slip up against Karabag, which you'd be really disappointed if they did that. They do go level on points with them, so it's still wide open with that last game week to come. Tottenham at home to Monaco, you'd expect them to be confident going into that. I think I'm looking at unders and the goals here. I don't think there'll be many goals in this game. You know, you look at their home form in European competition, Karabag. They had a 3-0 win over Young Boys, but Von Bergen was sent off after 4 minutes there. They got the penalty in the fourth minute and then added two more. So, you know, I think you can kind of discount that result. They lost 2-1 to Dnipro. This was at last November. Dnipro, decent enough side. But other than that, you're looking at under 2.5 in virtually every match they've played in the Europa League this season and last season. So I don't think Tottenham would be going hell for leather here. So I'm looking at a low scoring, a pretty drab game. They've got a big game at the weekend, haven't they, Tottenham?
It's a big game.
I was listening to Robbie's video previews, and he pointed out that they've got the Chelsea at home, which, you know, the way Tottenham are playing now, I think it's a really big game for them. You know, I've not been keen on, you know, when people have been saying that they could finish in the top four. I always think Tottenham let you down at some point, but, I mean, it's a huge game for Chelsea.
People are talking about Tottenham winning the league after the weekend.
That's ludicrous, isn't it? That is crazy. Absolutely crazy talk. But I do think that they can. I do think that's a huge game for Tottenham. And I think, you know, in the position they're in, I don't think they'll be going absolutely mad. You know, it's a tricky trip, this, isn't it? You've got to go to Azerbaijan, fly back from Thursday. You know, they're playing. It's not like they've not been given an easy one either, because it's a 12 noon kickoff on the Sunday. You're getting back from Azerbaijan, say, I don't know, you know, very early hours of Friday morning. There'll be no training on Friday. They'll probably go in on a Sunday. Then they're playing at noon. I know it's at home, but it's still a noon kickoff. So I think they've got it all on this week, Tottenham. I think it's unfair on them, really, to be honest with you, the way this has been worked out. But under 2.5 is a bit skinny for me.
So 8-15, isn't it?
Yeah, too skinny. That is. I'd have gone like 8-13, but Tottenham under 2.5, I like.
One thing worth mentioning here as well: Tottenham to win an under 2.5. By the way, 12-5. One thing that is worth mentioning is Dele Alli was booked late on against West Ham. He'll miss the home game against Chelsea at the weekend.
Think he'll be definitely in this team?
I think he'll definitely be in this team, and he's been one of their most influential players this season.
7-2 to score.
It's probably a good thing for Spurs on this occasion. Obviously, they'll miss him on Saturday, but he'll probably be one of the few players that is full throttle in this one.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I think all the goal scorer prices are attractive. Heung-min Son, who was brilliant, I thought, at the weekend, 21-10. Eriksen's 23-10. Lamella, 13-5. Don't think he'll be fit to play. 13-10, Harry Kane. 7-2,
Just wonder whether he'll play or all the... No. I just don't know what
when you
sort
get a team
of side
news,
he's
though,
going to play.
When you get the team news, you're gonna, you know, you can
take
have
advantage
a look at
of those,
that and see who you think you can get on there. But, I mean, Kane's in great form as well, isn't he, at the minute? If he's playing, I'd be looking at him to score. And now that he's got that confidence back, he's absolutely flying.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.